Yes, sir. If you're watching the replay, go ahead and fast forward. You about to get started in a minute. I'm going to let some people get in here. Crazy show tonight. Crazy show. Yes. Yeah. Let's get it. Yeah. Let's get it. Yeah. Get it. Yeah. Let's get it. About to get started in a minute. Yeah. Yeah. Let's get it. Word. Let's get it. Yeah. Got a good show tonight. Word. Yeah. Everybody hit the like button. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You know what that means? I got a tall glass of water. In a glass cup. And I got some Ritz and cheese sandwich crackers, if that makes sense. And we about to get started real soon, because the music ain't playing no more. Work with me, work with me. About to get started. How many people we got in here? Three people in here. Somebody let me know something in the comment live chat. How everybody night going? All right, let's get started. We're going to start off with some snow bunnies just to ease you into the show. And then we're going to get into the ratchet Shaniqua bullshit. That you've come to grow, well, that you've grown to love.
This is either really crazy or really smart, all right? I tell every single guy that I like good morning texts. And the reason why I like good morning texts is because I feel like they're the first indicator on if the relationship is still rainbows and butterflies or if it's going south.
This is stupid. This is a woman who talking to a whole bunch of guys. Look, I don't do the good morning, beautiful. They get tired of it pretty quick. She got 10 guys saying good morning, beautiful. It just don't hit like that. Especially if you dating a woman over a certain age. They tired of hearing that shit. They been hearing it for, 15 years. Some 35-year-old woman, she don't want to hear, good morning, queen. Good morning, beautiful. Grand rising queen. They don't want to hear it, man. It just get corny to them after a while. Just like compliments get corny to them after a while. They've been hearing they're beautiful, since they were a little girl. Nothing about that is going to make you stand out. This sounds like a woman with a roster, and this sounds like a woman who was already cooked in the dating market, even though she don't look that old. Nice lips, do they look real? Do y'all think those are fake lips, real lips? Oh, man.
So if the good morning texts get bland or they get later and later in the day or just like out of routine, I know something's up.
How goofy is she that she has to use this as a sign that things are going good or bad? This shows that she has never been in a real relationship of significance. If she's talking about this dumbass shit. About if they still sending good morning texts or if it turned from a good morning text to an afternoon text and you know something up when it's a midday text. Like, just shut up. This is just sad. And she thinks she giving some game. She really thinks she dropping gems and kicking knowledge.
And then I no longer have to waste too much of my time. Genius.
No, not really. Expecting for an entire relationship to only be about rainbows and butterflies, it's more of an explanation on why you're still single. But genius? No, not really.
It appears that I have landed myself another date this evening, and let me tell you.
Oh, Lord. I mean, look, if your date showed up in that, what would you think? I mean, I would think, oops, I accidentally set up a date with a hooker. I don't know if I got enough money to hit some skins. Like, what would you think if she showed up in this? Can I rewind? Let's see. See if I can get a better. I mean, yeah, it's a ridiculous dress. That's a dress you wear when you're strictly going to get fucked. Point blank, period.
Tell you, he's in for a real treat, and I do not mean food.
Antibiotics then. No way. He'll have to get those from the doctor as a result of getting the breakfast of champions.
So you're already using ChatGPT, and while that's awesome, there is one little problem.
Come on, internet, don't fail me now. What's going on?
Yeah, she got mad at me for, kissing her boyfriend because she said I leaned in first, but I'm not your boyfriend. Like, I don't owe you anything. You know what they say, don't let your best friend keep you from finding your husband. Like, that's all I was doing. So this girl posted an Instagram photo the other day and her makeup looked awful. And so I was trying to be a girl's girl like I am and said, hey girl, you kind of look like a prostitute. And she got so butthurt about it, even made a video about it, hating on me.
Oh my gosh.
That's what you get.
And think, men this age are worrying about how they're going to take care of a family. You know, they're trying to make a living. They're worrying about real life issues. And these are the things that 23-year-old girls are talking about and thinking about. Just straight goofball shit.
Get for being a girl's girl nowadays.
Okay, so I was hanging out with Callie and her boyfriend the other day, and they went to Taco Bell. And you know I eat clean food. Like, I don't eat that crappy stuff. But I felt bad because I didn't want to single, like, them out. So, of course, like, I got some Taco Bell. And I got home, and I clogged the toilet because I'm not used to eating crap. And I went and told her boyfriend, like, hey, Callie clogged the toilet because...
This is what they're doing instead of taking care of a family. You know, in the 1800s, both of these chicks would have a husband and some kids, and they would be way more mature because it was necessary for them to be way more mature. Serious shit was going on. It was necessary for an 18, 19-year-old girl to take life serious. You know what I mean? But in 2024, this is where we are. And matter of fact, I can't take this no more. Can we skip to the next one? Freaking stupid.
Redownloaded dating apps. Tragic, I know. But there's the same people on there with the same photos as 4 years ago. Listen, Chad, you graduated university, you went to law school, and you have a big boy job now as a lawyer. Why are you showing me your prom photos?
Of course it's Chad. They tell them themselves. Who else would she be stalking, you know, on dating apps and social media other than Chad? Look, if he haven't picked you in the 4 years you downloaded, deleted, and re-downloaded the app, just call it a wrap. Bars. Just give up. He don't want you. He don't want you, Ling Ling. Just let it fucking go. But it is funny. I remember back in the day when I was still actively dating, and you would go on those dating apps. This is before I knew that, like, dating apps is the garbage can of women, you know, because if she was halfway decent, she would have got success in the real world. But yeah, you would be on there for years and you would see the same women on there. I'm like, well, y'all act so stuck up and act like you're better than 90% of the men on here. But why are you still on here if you're so great? Like, that's the question. You still single 4 years later. I bet if I went on there now, I'd be the same tired, washed up bitches, but now they look even worse. So yeah. It's rough.
Update them, please. Thank you.
I'm sure he'll get on it immediately, not because you asked, but because of that laugh. Maybe he hasn't updated his photos because he's not using dating apps anymore. I don't know how they work. I've never been on one, but maybe that's the reason why. Or maybe he just doesn't care. Maybe he knows no matter how much you claim you don't like dating apps and you delete them and then re-download them, you're still gonna check his photos. But if you ask me, I'll go with he doesn't care.
Before we go to the next clip, quick question. Do y'all believe in aliens? Let me know in the live chat right now. Is it real? Is it fake? Just a wire in the live chat. What up, Soul 10? For some reason, that emoji, I don't think it came through. But yeah, let me know, y'all. Do you believe in aliens or no? Let me know in the chat. We'll talk about it some more later.
I went out with a guy the other night, and when I got home, I was kind of just like, what the f*** just happened to me? Because I sat down and realized that this guy probably couldn't tell you a single thing about me. The whole time, he was just speaking Japanese and yapping my ear off about his boat and how cool his friends are and how they go out to all these expensive clubs.
Let's be honest, that's why you're on the date with him. Well, let me guess, you didn't want to hear that. I mean, even though those were the prerequisites for you to even go on a date, you wanted them to talk about Shakespeare or something else, right? Because you're looking for Mr. Perfect. So you're going to make it seem like you were doing him the favor, even though he's a probably tall, handsome, successful man. And you're going to, you know, paint this story like you were on the higher ground and he's beneath you because all he talked about was his boat and his fancy, you know, country clubs and all that.
And he was telling me about his business, which seems like money laundering to me. And I realized that I got caught in the classic trap, and I think I'm entitled to compensation. I got caught by the guy who didn't give a shit about getting to know me. He just liked the way I made him feel about himself. I've been caught in this scenario countless times, and I'm so sick of it happening to me, and I really don't want it to happen to you too.
You don't have anything interesting to say, and you're not likable, I can tell just by looking at a 10-second video. That date would have sucked 10 times harder if he would have tried to get to know you, because there's nothing interesting to get to know. Would you have told him about this cringe-ass TikTok account? Just stop it, lady. His life is 1,000 times more interesting than yours will ever be. The highlight of your month was going out with that guy. Hence, you making this video.
So here are my tips on how to avoid the guy who just likes the way you make him feel about himself. Obviously, the easiest thing to spot is a guy who... Oh, seems like a car accident just happened. Back to what I was saying, the easiest thing to spot is a guy who just talks and talks, doesn't really ask you any questions about yourself, and if he does ask you a question, it's totally superficial, and it's maybe just a, like, what about you type question.
Right, because you're just another bitch. Successful men don't have to ask all these questions. You're just another gold-digging whore. So yes, they use it as an opportunity to try to impress you, so they can get what they want to get at the end of the night. You have 20 guys in the inbox right now who would be so interested in your pathetic life. They would ask all the questions you want Chad to ask you. Oh, you don't like those guys? Oh, fucking well. Then keep getting ignored and your ear talked off, you know, by Long Stick Rick and Long John Ron and Country Club Corey. And that's a new one I'm about to bust out. Country Club Corey.
He does this because he doesn't actually want to get to know you. He's just hyper-focused on trying to portray a certain image of himself to you.
Or maybe based on your answer, he knows he needs to carry the entire conversation. What about you? I don't know. What do you do at your job? Work? It can also be...
Okay, so, yeah. So now I ask, do you believe in him? My next question was going to be, have they been visiting or not? Because a lot of people have said, yes, they have been visiting. And there's plenty of people who say they've been abducted. So, some of you may already know, I heavily research this constantly. And based on my research, I'm putting my stamp on it. Yes, it's basically a fact that they're real, and they're here, and they've been here. If I can't say anything else is a fact about the issue, I could say it's a fact that they're real. Well, I guess I can't say 100%, but based on my research, I'll say 95% that they're real.
He realized he didn't want to be on that date with you. And yes, that will translate into him not being interested in getting to know you. Instead of trying to give advice to others, I would be more interested in why did it happen to me multiple times.
So yeah, there are like three big, basically, misconceptions around TV advertising. The first one is that it got...
I want to use this comment to point out how messed up we are in the way we date. Hey, so I'm single and I'm looking for somebody. Oh, like a hookup or a relationship? A relationship, you know, like my long-term partner, baby daddy, husband. Oh, so you're probably going to want to know who that person is before you pick them to make sure, you know, they're decent and who you're looking for, right? Oh no, that's extreme. I'm going to kiss a stranger and hope they're what I'm looking for. Is that what you mean?
Ma'am, you too old for all this shit. That's what I picked up from this from this TikTok. And I see something, dating coach in your TikTok name. Look, if you're not married or haven't been married for 10, 15, 20 years, you look old enough to have been married for 15, 20 years. You don't need to be coaching nobody on dating. And if you're talking about no kissing for 3 months, yeah, you don't know shit about dating and what you're talking about. And you don't know shit about men if you're talking about no kissing for 3 months. No man with self-esteem is going to keep dating a chick who haven't kissed him by the third date. So yeah, this is damn stupid.
No, what she meant was exactly what she said. No kissing for 3 months is a little extreme. And as she said, that's just her opinion.
Because that's exactly what you guys are doing. And make no mistake, I did that too, which is how I ended up with the abusive guy and the cheaters. The thing is, anybody who says waiting 3 months for a first kiss when you've just met somebody but you're looking for somebody who's going to stick around for the next 50 to 70 years is extreme. You gotta wonder what's going on in our culture.
Man, look, the only time a man should wait a month or 2 months before he even get the cheeks is if she's a virgin. Anything other than that, she playing with you and she don't really like you. She using you or something like that. It ain't legit. It ain't a legit situation. She using you for dates or something. When a woman really feeling you sexually, she ain't gonna make you wait no months. I'll tell you that right damn now.
And I have, and I've asked those questions. And the answer is, we're following the guy's timeline. Guys who have 24/7 fertility cycles. And they've brainwashed us into thinking that if we don't kiss right away, they're going to walk away and we're going to miss an opportunity to have a relationship. But the fact is, the ones who walk away weren't the ones looking for a relationship.
They couldn't, you have no idea.
That's stupid. They were looking for a relationship. They weren't looking to have their time wasted, especially by some old bitch. Like, especially by some wrinkly broad who already been ran through. Now she's talking about I ain't kissing until, you know, the 3 month mark. Do women really think men are this stupid, or are they just that stupid? I'm going to go with the latter. Oh, this is a rough one. This is going to be... I'm trying to see, do I want to go here next? Oh, this one is really bad. Hold on. Let's do this.
All right, let me say hello, and then we're going to start right away. Who is here today? Willie Terror, what's up?
Somebody just bought some merch. I just got a notification that somebody bought some merch. Somebody bought a t-shirt, an RB Sensei t-shirt. So, yeah, follow that trend, fellas. If you ain't already in here. Yeah, shout out to who just bought something from the store, from the merch shop.
Jay Bro. Damon Fuller, Chemistry, hey girl, Time Travel.
Oh, hold on. It's 11 people watching. I only got 5 likes. As Sinful the P used to say, take your fat ass finger and hit the like button. It's free. It ain't no excuse not to hit it. Show RB some respect. Show Sensei some respect and hit that like button.
Eric Doherty, I can't read some. I'm sorry. Tooth. Taking? I don't fucking know. What is that? Lone Wolf Sky. Hello. Willie Jackson. Charwan. La City. Hello. Life with Brian. Jamal. Hello, everybody. Pablo. I saw a Pablo. Yes. Pablo Chicano. Hello. Respect the Truth. Hello. All right. We're going to start. She's here. I'm adding her right now. Hey, girl.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Look at this stupid So before we even get started, what do the shirts say? I can't really read the shirt. Something about girl love. Yeah, anytime a woman hair match her attire, just get the hell out of Dodge. So what the hell is this? What the hell is this? Half Smurf, half blonde hair, blueberry, you know, and cream hair. Nah, man, no. This is mental illness. And Bullring Chronicles, it's the Bullring Chronicles. And are those blue eyebrows? Like, this is a cartoon character, man. Of course she got an OF page. I don't need her to say it. I just know it. You know what I mean? This is just, I don't even know what to say. This is just goofy. It's childish. And no decent man is even going to talk to her, in my opinion. Not even a hit. Like, he's just going to turn around and go the other way. Man, this is stupid.
Hey, you. Long time no see.
Long time no see. I mean, I see you on Instagram every day.
I know, every day.
Every day. How are you doing?
Good, you?
Sleepy. I'm good. Sleepy? Okay, we're going to take you an hour and a half, and then we'll let you go. What have you been doing today?
Clean, gym.
Really?
It was a chill day. I was out late last night, so.
Okay, you didn't feel like doing anything today? Okay, you had people offering you to come out or no?
Yes.
Yes, because I had nobody offering me to come to a barbecue, to come to a party, to come nowhere. So it's not like I really had a choice.
Not they're not inviting me to the barbecue.
Nobody. I guess I'm not.
I was tired. I was like, I can't. That's it. I'm homebody.
All right. Well,
oh, they love saying I'm a homebody. At this point, that's a red flag. Look, we can look at you, ma'am, and tell you're not a homebody. You're not a fucking homebody. You love attention. Do they really think men are just going to go for it just because they said they were a homebody? We're still going to be able to tell you are a hoe. All we got to do is have a couple conversations with you. Oh, I'm a homebody. That statement doesn't wipe away all the dicks from your resume. Yeah, you, and even if she was a homebody, yeah, you a homebody now. After you already didn't been slayed by the whole town. Wish they would stop with these damn just trendy words. You're not a damn homebody.
Since you're a homebody, we need to know more about who you are so the guys can know if they want to come and shoot their shot. So would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. Okay, so my name is Sierra Watson. I'm located in Houston, Texas. I'm a bottle girl, super outgoing, super friendly.
But I thought you was a homebody. But you're a bottle girl and you're super outgoing and super friendly. Is that a contradiction? Maybe it's not. Maybe you can be a bottle girl, super outgoing and super friendly, and have fucking Smurf hair, Smurf and blonde hair, long ghetto nails, and be on an internet dating show. But that coincides with being a homebody. Maybe I'm tripping.
Single, and yeah, I feel like they just gotta ask questions to get to know me.
Okay, do you want to say your age?
I'm 25.
25. You got kids?
No kids.
No kids. What else? When was your last relationship?
Ooh, like a little over 2 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's.
I still don't understand why she doesn't make them say the age. We don't got time for games. We all grown here. Say your damn age. That's a huge red flag if a chick don't want to say her age. I don't care how old she is. Don't fuck with a chick who don't want to tell you her age or who get mad if you ask how old are you. That's a basic adult question.
That's a long time. What else?
Not that's a long time.
Kind of, no, 2 years?
I'm trying to be like that's you, hard. Girl.
What you said?
I'm trying to be like you, engaged.
Well, that took me some time.
Oh, she's engaged to Gilbert Arenas, and he is all over the internet talking about how he basically a player. Look, she's just trying to get the bag. And hey, if he was dumb enough to marry her, if he gets screwed over, it is what it is, man. These ball players are a mess, man. If you know you a player and you like moving around with all these different women, why would you get married? Some dudes deserve to get fucked over in the courts. I'm sorry. If you that damn dumb, you need to learn that life lesson. It'll make you a better man in the long run. Marrying post-wall women who tatted up, who got, you know, YouTube dating shows. That's stupid.
That took some time. It finally happened. All right. What else we need to know? What do you like to do on your spare time?
I like to clean, sing, shop, travel, try new foods.
Homebody. She a homebody, mm-hmm. though.
Okay.
A homebody who loved to travel.
A schnauzer. He's over there.
Okay.
Gotta like dogs.
You say if they don't like dogs, they can't come over there?
Yeah, that's my son. Like,
you're an idiot. They're willing to dismiss a guy if he don't like dog. I mean, I get it. She has a dog. But see, it shows where we are in the pecking order. Like, they don't really give a damn about a man. A man is just the utility. She will pick that dog over a man. So she don't deserve a man. Any woman who would pick her dog over a man don't deserve a man. So if she met the ideal guy, but he was like, yeah, I don't like dogs. I mean, I'll put up with the dog, but I ain't really a big fan of the dog. A lot of men wouldn't even have her get rid of the dog. Like, yeah, I'll put up with it, but I don't like him, though. But she still would say, nah, I'm cool. If you don't like dogs, get out of here. Even though you're a great man. These women just, they don't get it, man. They don't get it. Just stay with the dog, then.
That's my child.
So tell me, if a guy can't, you know, he's allergic to dogs, but you really like him.
He's hyperallergenic, so if he's allergic, I don't think he should be.
That's stupid.
Well, But what if he is? What are we doing if he is?
We ain't gonna work.
Oh, damn. So you would let a good man go because you want to keep your dog?
Yes, that's my child.
Okay.
Don't be judging me.
No, people are going to judge you. It's life. That's stupid. I never would say people shouldn't judge. I would say people shouldn't judge over stupid stuff, like somebody's outfit or something. But judge over stupid shit like this, yes. Continue to judge, people.
I'm just saying, it's not a lot. I don't know if it's not a lot of good men, but I think a lot of good men are already taken. So I think sometime we got to be a little more flexible in what we want and what we're able to accept, I think. But again, you're 25. You got time to still, be picky and meet who you want, I guess.
No. Really, ideally, women never have time to be picky. At 18, she don't really got time to be picky. Find a guy who treating you right and just ride it out with him. Women don't ever need to be picky. Men should be picky. Because we don't even get in our prime until what, 35, 40, 45? Men should just take their time and be extremely picky.
See? Yes. All right, so hopefully they like dogs. Somebody say, I'm a dog, so we good.
Not I'm a dog. I don't want a dog.
You should be good. He got you.
I'm screaming.
Okay, so tell me, so you've been single for 2 years. Over 2 years. How has dating been?
Honestly, this generation is a joke. If we want to really...
The irony. I'm midway chewing through a cracker, but the irony of a woman with Smurf hair, Smurf and blonde hair, talking about, you know, men in this generation are a joke. Pink bedroom at 25. This is a big-ass kid. You too old to have a pink bedroom at 25. Like, man, okay, while I got it paused, what do y'all rate her face card 1 to 5? I mean, I don't think we're going to see the bod, but 1 to 5, what do you rate her face card? What's the vibe 1 to 5?
Really get into it, but I mean, I feel like I'm in a good place with myself, so it's easier for me to mingle because I know what I want and what I need. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm in an era of not settling, so I feel like it's just kind of been a little
Look, she's been dating since she was 15. That's a decade of failed dating, and she's been single for over 2 years. The men you feel like would be a prize ain't fucking with you. So let's break down how many ships have sailed for her. The high school boat has sailed, 14 to 18. That would have been a great time to find your high school sweetheart to ride it out with. The next boat is 18 to 22, college years. That boat sailed. Here's the next boat. She's in the last, she got a few more seconds before the third boat sailed. That's the, I'll call it the bar and dating app boat. That's from 22 to 25. Look, after that, we talking, I just call it the miracle phase. 26 to death. Like, if you could find a man after 25 and it lasts for, you know, 30, 40 years, a miracle happened.
Everybody's kind of just on games right now.
Damn. What is the age that you're going for?
Oh, not older than like 32.
She said everybody on games. Who the fuck wouldn't play games with a bitch who look like this? Let's be real. You're asking to be played with. You have fucking light blue eyebrows. Who wouldn't play with you? You can't feel sorry for this woman failing in the dating market. Who's going to even come up to this other than a clown dude or dude who just looking to, you know, hit something? She's begging to not be taken serious in the dating market. And she's too old for this crap. And I'm going to say it now. She's fully cooked. She's cooked for life. I got to come up with a saying. And I'm going to start using this on all my live streams. And we're going to make a determination. Y'all can help me in the comment section. I'm going to come up with it on the spot. Okay, let's see. Cooked for... I think I need to be another C word. Help me out in the comment section. She's cooked in... Cooked and cornered. Cooked and cornered by the wall. No, I don't like that one. Let's see. Cooked in... I'm just going to go with cooked and cornered. Cornered by the wall, that is. She cooked and cornered. Now, the other catchphrase I'm going to use, if she got a chance, I'm going to say... I'll think of it later. But yeah, the official analysis for her before we even get too deep in it is she cooked and cornered. It's a wrap.
Yeah. Okay, and you can do what, 24? 23?
Esther? I gotta see how they act, because honestly, I'm not just gonna base everything off of age, because I have met people who are younger that are way more mature than an older man, so mm-hmm. I'm not gonna discriminate.
Okay, look at them talking shit. Look like Section 8 Barbie.
Facts.
Not a Section 8 Barbie. Yeah. Y'all, chill, because I be promoting wigs. I don't do colors for real.
That's why it's blue today. Okay. Because I know you like pink.
I love pink.
Yes. The house is pink.
Everything.
They say you're a little Murfett. I am over them.
No, literally, y'all, I've been saying I look like a Smurf ever since I've gotten this wig. But if y'all see, I really do have pretty, like, natural curly hair. This is not...
She does. Go check out her IG. Where's the IG? This is Watson. The IG.
Yeah. Yes. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah, go check it out. It's not always blue. I know some people are going to be like, why she got blue hair?
Y'all can call me a mermaid, a Smurf. I don't care. Look.
Okay, all right. So let's talk about the guys that you would want to come and talk to you. So, so we say maybe 23 to 30.
Yeah,
if 23-year-old is kind of like mature. Give me some of their mental traits that you like.
You got to be consistent. And I'm very, very big on reassurance. I feel like if somebody is naturally into somebody, you just naturally reassure somebody so their mind is not wandering. I also like somebody who's a good, like, communicator mm-hmm. and very understanding, because I feel like understanding is, like, more important to me than communication sometimes, because you have to understand what I'm saying. I feel like that's big. Obviously, loyal, that's common sense, but...
Mm-hmm. Common sense. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Common sense.
Mm-hmm. Ma'am, you're boring. So I'm going to go to the next one because I'm just fucking bored. The blue hair doesn't make you exciting. Oh, man, I think I might say this one for last. Some complete nonsense.
Beautiful skin on my screen.
Hi, Kendra. How are you?
Good. How are you? What's your name, mama?
I'm LaVera.
LaVera. How do you spell that?
It's LaVerah.
And I'm LaVerah. LaVera, where you calling me from, mama?
I'm in Clarksburg, Maryland.
Say again?
Clarksburg, Maryland.
Okay, Maryland, how old are you?
I am 45.
Okay. 45. What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
Okay, now look. I'm going to try to be nice. Look. But okay, obviously, she's bald. She's 45 and bald. Now, she could have a medical condition. I don't know. But, or, you know, alopecia. You know, the same thing, you know, Chris Rock got smacked over. Alopecia. But this is what I'm going to say. Women need to put in effort. If you got to go on YouTube to find a man, come right. Consider what men like. Throw on a wig. You know what I mean? I know some would argue, well, she should just come as she is, as the true, you know, her. And if a man gonna accept it, he should see her like this now and all that. I disagree. I don't know, man. I just feel like women not even trying, regardless of the medical condition. They're not even trying. They're not even trying to show up, you know, looking like what we like to see. It's all about what they want. A lot of these women never even consider what a man want, because it's all about me. That's how they think. So 45 with no hair, we not getting off to a good start.
Capricorn.
Yes, ma'am. And
do you have any kids?
I do. I have a 13-year-old son.
Okay, have you been married?
Yes, I have.
Okay, when did you get divorced?
2012.
Okay. So we got Lavera, Maryland, 45, Capricorn, mom to a 13-year-old son, was once married. What do you do for a living?
I work in marketing. I work.
Okay, so let's just break it down a little bit more. 45, divorcee, with a 13-year-old son, and she bald. This is just, this is not what men want to see on the dating market. That's not the resume men want to see on the dating market. I mean, it could be worse. We've seen worse. So let's do some math. She's 45 years old, and she has a 13-year-old son. So she had her son when she was 32. That's kind of late. What was she doing from 14 to 32 is what I need to know. And spoiler, she's going to mention that it was a short marriage. Of course it was a short marriage. He married you after the wall. No fucking shocker. You wanted to get your kid, you found a quick simp to have your kid by, and you got rid of him. You threw him away because it's all about what you want. To hell with treating a human decently. To hell with, you know, your son, you know, having a father figure in his life. It's all about what you want. And you got what you wanted, and you kicked him to the curb and disregarded him, like so many women do. Another reason why you never marry a post-wall woman and you never put a baby in a post-wall woman. Fucking period. But let's continue.
In the pharmaceutical industry, so I'm a marketer.
Marketer.
Yep.
Okay. All right, I think I got it all. Lavera, Maryland, 45, Capricorn. Mom to a 13-year-old son and works in marketing, was once married. Was you married to your...
Okay, real quick. Cancer. I'm just thinking, okay, cancer or alopecia. So this is what I want the fellas to let me know in the chat. If it is a medical condition, is it silly of me to say if you're coming... on a dating market, if you're coming on a dating show to, I don't know, throw on a wig? I don't know. Maybe, I'm not trying to be insensitive. I'm just saying, are you going to try to be what men want? I don't know. Just, y'all can let me know.
Your son's father?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
It was a short marriage.
A short marriage. Okay. But you got a baby.
I sure did.
Beautiful. Exactly. That's what it was all about. You hear what Kendra said, but you got a baby. It was a short marriage, but hey, you got your baby. That's what the marriage was about to begin with. Just so she can say, oh yeah, I had a baby with my husband. It's all a sham. She wanted the kid, but she didn't want to be a baby mama. So she tricked some sucker to, you know, marry her and, you know, give her a baby. And then threw him away like yesterday's newspaper.
What's on?
All right, let's do it.
Hey, Meta, take a photo.
What kind of man are you looking for, girl?
Okay, I am looking for somebody who's a father. So I would prefer a man who's already been a parent or is a parent. However, I would like somebody who has a child older than mine. So my child is 13. So anybody with an older child is great. Just because I really don't want to deal with somebody who has younger children. I am a single mom. I've parented my son since he was 6 months old by myself. So I'm not really looking for somebody who has small children because I just don't want to go down that path again. However, I'm happy to be a mom to older kids, older like my son. The other thing I'm really looking for is somebody who is seasoned in his profession. So anybody who is still trying to figure out what they want to do with their life, who doesn't know the kind of path they want to take from a career perspective, is probably not going to be a good match for me. So someone older who's seasoned is what I'm looking for.
It ain't about that. See, this is the problem with older women in the dating market. All these demands, and he got to be seasoned in his career. See, it ain't about love. Her getting married wasn't about love. Shit, her having a kid probably wasn't about love. She just wanted to check off that box. You know what I mean? Who else is she going to drive crazy into old age? Man, who else is she going to blame that she's effed up older in life and can't find nobody? You know, yeah, they come up with these lists, and it's about the look, it's about the career, it's about the status. It's not about love. You know what I mean? It's about checking off this list, and it's about her looking a certain way on Instagram and being able to introduce him a certain way at the business events. And men ain't looking for that. You got to be seasoned in your career. Man, relationships aren't about what career somebody has. How about loving a human, something you don't know anything about? And that's why no relationship is going to work out with you, because you're more concerned about him being seasoned in his career than loving another human.
I also want someone who is a spiritual, somebody who has faith-based. So someone who goes to church, someone who prays, somebody who understands what it's like to be, you know, guided by God or something higher than what he is. You know, somebody who believes in a higher being, I should say.
Well, what do you think the higher being would think about your sham wedding? And the fact that you used some guy just to get a kid out of him and then divorced him. What does God think about that? Okay.
Okay. I also want someone who knows what they want, somebody who takes care of themselves. I mean, are you, you know, eating right? Are you going to the doctor? Are you seeing a therapist? Or have you seen a therapist? Have you worked on yourself?
I don't need you to tell me to go to a fucking therapist, ma'am. See, yeah, this is just the bad start. Stereotypical 40-plus-year-old woman. Gonna tell me all the things I need to be and all the ways that I'm lacking and this and that. Nah. Anytime I do something you don't like, you need to go to therapy. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't.
Somebody who takes good care of their hygiene, their health, eats the right things. Just really somebody who loves themselves enough to take care of themselves.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm taking over all of your questions, but I
can't. No, it's just, you know what? I had another woman on Facebook tonight, and you kind of reminded me of her. And it's just, I think some women are just being very clear. And she was 45 too. So I'm 45 too. So I think when you get to this age, you just know what you want.
Exactly.
So.
But it don't matter, because if you were worth getting what you want, you would have got it before 45. So the world don't want to hear this shit no more from you. You basically 25 years past your prime. We don't give a fuck what you want. Men don't care what 45-year-old women want. Take what we get willing to give you. You're lucky to just get anything. They never think they're at the bottom of the barrel. Not only do they never think they're at the bottom of the barrel. Well, some would say, well, nobody should ever think they're at the bottom of the barrel. Well, no, you got to be realistic. You know, you got to know your strengths. You got to know your weaknesses. And you got to be realistic about how the world works. I ain't saying you got to look in the mirror and say, oh, I hate myself or nothing like that. But you got to be realistic about the game that you're trying to win. Being delusional isn't going to get you the results you're looking for. And I'm sure all these women would say, well, I'm not selling. If I can't get X, Y, and Z, I ain't selling it. Well, stop fucking dating. It's that simple. At what point do you just give up? At 50, if you still weren't able to find it, can you just please give up?
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Maybe that was the common thread, because she was also 45. So what are your deal breakers?
I really don't want anybody who has multiple baby mothers, because that can get really complicated and messy. So I'm not looking for that. I also really...
Take your fat ass finger and hit the like button if you're in here.
We would like somebody who loves to travel, because I travel a lot and I travel with my child all the time.
Oh, God. So I got to travel with this bald lady and her 13-year-old kid when this bad bitch is at the destination we about to go to. No, that don't make sense. And if you read the title of this, I don't know if you peeked down there, take a quick peek. She want a man who make at least bare minimum 150K. Why would a 150K man choose to be with a bald woman, a bitchy, demanding bald woman, and take care of her 13-year-old son, who old enough to swing on him now, and travel all across the world with with them, instead of traveling across the world and fucking bad bitches that'll treat you like a king, and not nitpick and nag you about therapy, and is you keeping up with your health, and did you eat your broccoli? Like, think about it. It don't make sense. They don't get it. And they don't understand how awkward it is, like, to even come on this show and be like, you got to make 150K. That turns rich men off. That turns every damn, well, I ain't going to say it turned every man off. I don't know. I think that turns every man off. When a woman say, you can't mess with me unless you make this amount of money. Even dudes who like tricking on women don't like to hear it. They may bypass it if you a baddie, but ma'am, you're not a baddie. You're not a baddie. I don't make fun of people for their looks. I think it's a bad thing to do. But I got to talk about looks because this is a dating show. And it's highly relevant if you're looking for a man. So we already talked about the bald head. Now, it's some women who look like Halle Berry in the face. And we still don't want a bald head. But if your face is just drop dead gorgeous, obviously that helps a lot. But listen, man, I don't know how many degrees you have. I don't know how much money you make. But let's say you make $400K or $500K. It don't matter. It really doesn't matter. $1 million a year is only going to matter to a dude who need to use you for your money. For a man who got anything going on for himself, he don't care about your $500K like that. Because he know, look, you ain't going to trick it off on me. You ain't going to use it to help me start a business. So I don't give a fuck about it. Might as well not be there. So yeah, your bald head means more to the man you're going to date than how much money you make and how many degrees you have. And the fact that your face is average at best is what he cares about more than how much money you make and how many degrees you have. And how emotionally intelligent you are. So I know you think degrees and money make you big shit, but it doesn't. Ma'am, you qualify for a 30K man, even if you make 500K and you're highly intelligent. Intelligence and money don't boost your options with men. Being submissive, soft, sweet, and fine as hell boost your status with the type of men you're talking about. A 50K man wouldn't want to take the deal, even if you was fine, because it doesn't seem like you're likable to be around. So you don't have anything to offer a man. You don't have anything to offer a broke man. You're not likable. You're not that pretty. I'm not being mean. Let's just be real. Not that pretty. You got a bald head. You tricked a man into marrying you and giving you a kid. I could just keep going on and on. You had to come on YouTube to find a man. That's cringe in itself. You don't have anything enticing to a Burger King man. That's the harsh reality.
So if somebody hasn't really ventured outside of the Caribbean, that might not necessarily be a match for me. I want someone who's really well-traveled. I also would really like somebody who's got a really good relationship with the women in his life. So what's your relationship with your mother, your sisters, your cousins?
Don't worry about what the relationship is with other women in my life. You're not going to be likable to be in a relationship with. Why don't you worry about that? Instead of worrying about how close I am to my mom, how about you worry about how to be likable to men?
Who are female? Because to me, that's an indication of the type of person that you would be to other women, or to a woman you're interested in.
I don't think she's hideous. I mean, she should have just threw on a wig. Like, at least try. I feel like you're not trying. Trick me, baby. Like, trick me. She don't got no makeup on, and I really don't like a lot of makeup. I prefer just your bare face. But trick me.
So,
and then you like bent over on the counter in the kitchen. It's just low effort. Everything about this is low effort, but you want Superman though. You see how it just don't add up?
Another deal breaker is somebody who just doesn't seem to know what he wants out of life. I really want to date with intention. So if you're still trying to figure it out, I'm probably not the girl for you.
Well, they're just trying to figure it out because at best, the dude just going to want to hit. That's why dudes keep trying to tell you, I'm still trying to figure it out. I don't really know what I want. They playing games because you're not relationship material. That's why you keep hearing that, in case you was wondering.
Okay. Should he look a certain way?
I'm focused on somebody who takes care of themselves.
Oh, that's all I'm going to ask you about your well-travel requirement. So if a guy is not well-traveled, can you, like, show him the world?
Well, we can do it together, yes. I want someone who's open to it. Okay. So, yes. If you're open.
Let me ask you this. Would you date outside your race?
Yes, I would.
Okay, you would date outside your race. Okay.
You got Brad fucked up. Yeah, you got Brad and Connor and Kyle fucked up. You know, they already got to explain why they with a black woman. Then they got to explain why they with a bald black woman. Then you got a black kid. Here's the thing I want to touch on, too. There's white guys who would date a black woman. Not this black woman. But there's guys who would date a black woman. But the black kid is what makes it a deal breaker for most white guys, I think. Even the white guys who would date a black woman. They got to explain the black woman. They got to explain the bald head. Then they got to explain a black boy. It's just too much damn explaining. Yeah.
So now we're at that question. Should the guy look a certain way?
I was going to say I need somebody. Well, I'm 5'2". So any guy over 5'10".
Yeah, you. 10, girl, you got it good. 5'2". So you date a guy 5'7".
No. I really want someone who's about 5'10".
5'10"? Okay, so 5'10" and up.
That's stupid, man. These women don't deserve to find somebody. You're 5'2", but he got to be 5'10". You're trying to sabotage your way out of the dating market. Like, you don't deserve to find somebody at this point. You know what I mean? They don't like men. All these women who only describe 10% of men, it's a testament that they don't like the male gender. They never did. Because they figure, look, if I don't need a man, then I'm going to get the one that I really, 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 really want. Because I got my own money. I got the kid out of the sucker. So I really don't need a man. I mean, little do she know, she really do need a man. Her brain is effed up. But they figure, well, if you ain't the creme de la creme, then you ain't worth anything. 90% of men aren't worth anything to all these women. Think about that for a minute. She's 5'2", but you got to be 5'10". So she would judge a 5'9 man and say he's short. She has called a 5'9 man short before. I promise you. I fucking promise you. And she's 5'2".
5'10 and up is really where I'm most comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what about, is it any race?
Yep. Any race. Oh. Mm-hmm. As long as you're single and you are open to other races, then yeah, we can definitely date.
Okay. What about money? Should he make a certain amount of money?
I said initially that if you are seasoned in your profession, then we can work with whatever that is, because seasoned in profession means that you've got multiple, maybe decades in your career field. So you probably have a really good, stable lifestyle. And
they try to beat around the bush to not say what they really want. Oh, you've probably been in your career for decades, so seasoned in your career, all these catchphrases and stuff. Like, where did she learn that from? Don't say you want him to make six figures. Just say you want him seasoned in his career for decades. We know what you're talking about. We're not this stupid. Just like when you say ambitious, we know what you're talking about. A man with a lot of money or getting to a lot of money soon. Yeah, by the time a woman got money requirements on who she'll date, she's fucking done. Love is out the window, but I always say it on my channel. Love is pretty much out the window after 23 to 25. She's usually looking to check off boxes at that point. Or somebody to clean up her mess of a life that she destroyed with all her terrible decisions and men. Because they start dating at 15. So 25, that's a decade of failed dating. She already done had three guys she loved. And she will always love. So at 45, love, it's not on the table.
That's really what I'm looking
for. Would you date a man that made 70K?
It wouldn't match with my lifestyle, no.
Okay. Would you date a man that made $80,000?
No.
Would you date a man that made $100,000?
Great. The new GoDaddy Airo has AI marketing tools to help small businesses easily reach thousands of customers. It writes sweet social ads and email marketing. It even analyzes.
Probably not.
Okay. Good job. I feel like I'm hosting a game show right now. Would you date a man? Because look, y'all be trying to go all around.
Ma'am, you could. All this sounds bougie and cute. She thinks she's being cute, but oh no. $70,000? I don't think so. $80,000? Oh no, it wouldn't fit my lifestyle. You could act like that all you want. You don't qualify for $30,000. A bald head don't fit his lifestyle. Another man kid don't fit his $30,000 lifestyle. A woman who's going to be bitching and nagging and being demanding and annoying don't fit his lifestyle. Even making $30,000. You priced yourself out of the dating market, ma'am.
And the people say, why do you get this direct? Because so then the guys can know if they don't got a shot, right? Like, you know, sometimes I'm going to say, I don't want to date a guy that's white. So the white man watching, chill. Not saying this is your case, but if a guy don't make it, he don't got an option. So $100,000 is, okay, $110,000? Does he have a chance?
I would say it depends on the profession, okay? Because if you're a teacher or maybe and you've been teaching for 25 years, you're probably maxed out at maybe 140, 150. But to me, that's an honorable profession, and I can work with that.
No man wants to be with a woman who's working with him, especially a low-quality woman. Ma'am, you're a two. All things considered, you're a two. And I ain't even talking about the bald head and the looks. I'm just talking about everything, the whole package, the kid, the attitude. You're a two. You qualify for the male version of a two. So a 45-year-old man who still make $20,000 a year, that's what you qualify for. Period. It ain't no getting around it.
Right? So it really depends on the profession. But I think anything below 150 is probably still too low.
Below 150 is too low. So ideally, you want somebody $200,000 and more.
That would be aligned with where I'm at.
What do you do?
Yes.
Again, and that's what you make, $200,000 or more?
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter, ma'am. Nobody cares. It's not going to benefit a man that you make $200,000. You're going to be busy all the time. This is just a horrible deal. She don't care what men want. She don't care how the dating market works. This is just, I don't know what to say.
So, I'm assuming you're around these men. Do you normally date men in that tax bracket?
I haven't dated in a long time because...
That's not the fucking question. Stop deflecting. I hate when they deflect. That was a clear, concise question. Do you usually date men in that tax bracket? I haven't really been dating lately. She didn't ask you if you really been dating lately. That means when you do date, the last time you dated, it's been 45 years since you've been on the rock, you know? It's been 45 years since you've been on Gaia. Do you usually date motherfuckers that make $200,000? The answer is no. Women who really are in that bracket, they don't got to go on Kendra G. They got dudes in the inbox who make $200,000 who've been asking them out for years, but she was taken. You see what I'm saying? Like, by the time a woman got to go on the internet and talk about what she want, she don't qualify for it because she wouldn't have to go on the internet and talk about getting it or ask where are they because they're in her real life. See what I'm saying?
Because when I got divorced, I prioritized taking care of my child.
So have you ever dated a man that made your tax bracket requirement?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And what happened with him?
We just didn't align. We spent a lot of time.
What a coinky dink. She dated a man that made $200,000, but for some strange reason, he just didn't align with her. You're supposed to align with the man and get on his program, but you're too fucking masculine for that. So you're not going to align with any man who makes $200,000, or any man, period, is the point I'm trying to make. You're going to have to pay for a man. The complete opposite of what you're talking about. You're going to have to get a nigga teeth fixed. You're going to have to buy a nigga a car. The complete opposite of what you're talking about. Oh, that doesn't fit with my lifestyle. It's cool, because you're going to need to provide the lifestyle for him. But we know she's not going to respect him. Look, and nobody should respect you. You're not coming off as a good person on this show. Just, man, have your money keep you warm at night.
I'm spinning our wheels and it didn't work.
So never a relationship?
It was a relationship for a good number of years, but it just didn't work out.
Okay, fair enough. So you have been in a relationship with a man that makes that tax bracket. Okay, because yes, that's what people will ask. Yes. Have you ever did that? All right, fair enough. So the humbleness, anything 150K, probably is not going to work. Okay, 200K.
Listen, I think 150, depending on the profession, is very, very noble. It's a good income for somebody who is in a profession that is seasoned. You know, and again,
a relationship is not about income. All this talk about income. I just want to say this too. I hate status. I think it's disgusting. I think the whole status thing, you know, how humans are obsessed with status and hierarchy, I think it's one of the most disgusting aspects of humanity. I don't give a fuck about status. I really don't. I treat the janitor and the CEO the same. Y'all just two motherfuckers. I don't care if you got an Armani suit on. Genuinely, I don't give a fuck, sir. I can't stand people who are obsessed with this status shit. You're not a good person if you're obsessed with the status shit. None of this got anything to do with the intricacies of being in a relationship with another human. The ups, the downs, when they sick, when they depressed, when they going through something, when they mom died. None of that got shit to do with if he a lawyer who make 250K who's seasoned in his career. None of this shit got to do with a real relationship. This woman has never been in a real relationship. When women talk like this and put such an emphasis on career, status, yada yada. If you go to the dentist, have you been to therapy? Look, man, these people don't know shit about a relationship. They don't. Women like this don't know shit about a real relationship. She never had a real relationship. She never made a relationship work. The only people you should listen to are women who've been in marriages or relationships for 20, 30 years. Because they know the ins and outs, the ups and downs sticking in there when it's at its worst. A bitch like this don't know what she talking about. Women like this have been in just situationships, and even when they've been in relationships, they were never really in it. They were just kind of there. You know what I mean? Going through the motions.
And it depends on what you do.
On what you do. Exactly. Listen, no. I'm with you, girlfriend. I understand what you're saying. I think that where do you live? Maryland. Okay. What it always comes down, it's a numbers game, right? It's a numbers game. How many men? One thing that you do have in your favor, you're open to other races.
Yes.
So you're not just seeking black men. So that does open up the pool more for your...
No, it doesn't. They're not checking for it either. Men aren't checking for Navajo, Asian... Fuck Filipino. Men aren't checking for this. I hate when they try to... Well, if she opened a white, well, then her chances... No.
Percentage-wise in that category. So, and this is why I asked you where you open other races. Because if you are, you know, you'll have more options.
Yes, that is okay. Correct.
All right. Yeah. Let's do the Kendra cam.
All right. Let me see. I'm in my kitchen, so give me a second. Let me position my camera. And make sure that works so that you can see.
You gotta see your legs. Okay, I see.
What y'all rating the body? We already went over the bald head and the face. Is that body hitting for y'all 1 to 5? Let me know something. If you saw her out and about, this ain't giving you a little chubby. Can you figure out why, you know, men aren't approaching? Wonderful. I mean, this looks like a dude. Like the body, the bald head. I wouldn't think this is a woman. Other than like the tight biker shorts. But like, if I'm just out and about and I glance at her, I would be like, well, was that a dude or those are some tight shorts? I would not think that this was a woman to even go up to talk to her. That's crazy. But you got to make 200K. That house, that based on the background, she probably do make the money. But she should do like men do when we get the big bag. We pay for shit. And we pay for lifestyles. Y'all want to be the boss, pay the cost to be the boss. Buy you a man. Cause you're going to have to pay somebody to love you with your shitty personality and attitude.
Okay. All right. We got you, boo. Okay. I see that booty sitting. They say I'm always talking about somebody's butt. Well, that's what I see, child. What you want me to say? All right, Levera, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, don't have your head cut off, girl. Don't have your head cut off.
Oh.
Don't have your head cut off.
Sorry. Thank you for taking my name right
now. Now, you told me you haven't dated in a long time. When was your last relationship?
Probably 18 months ago. That's when I was really seriously in the relationship.
Girl, that's short.
What does that mean? That's when you were really seriously in the relationship. So was you cheating the other 6 months you was in it? And you said it's been a long time. 18 months on isn't a long time. These women just be lying. You just got to be careful about what you believe when these women talk. It's been a long time. How long? 18 months. That ain't no fucking long time.
People say a long time to me. It'd be years.
Okay. Well, 18
months is one year. Okay, so 18 months. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
About the same time.
Okay. All right. Three flaws you have to work on.
So you want to know where to invest $1,000 right now? Well, forget about stocks, crypto, and real estate.
Gosh, I think this may not sound like a flaw, but some people have complained about this. But I'm very resourceful, which means that I will push you and drive you, and sometimes people don't like that.
No, especially men. We don't want a fucking drill sergeant. We want a sweet, submissive, soft woman. Not get on it, get on it. What are you waiting on? Let's go, snapping your fingers at us. You are going to be single for life, lady. And that's not a flaw. Like, they never want to say real flaws. They sneak in compliments. I'm very resourceful and I get shit done. So that could be a flaw. That's not a flaw. Resourceful and getting shit done ain't a flaw. Narcissistic behavior. When you can't name flaws. And you should compliment yourself when somebody asks you to name some flaws. You need counseling. You talking about, oh, has he went to therapy? You need fucking therapy.
Because just because I'm ready to go doesn't mean everybody else is. I'm also, unfortunately, I like a very tidy, neat environment. So I've got a little bit of OCD.
Oh, God.
Which can be a flaw for some people. And I'm very driven. That's sometimes a flaw for others. So those are my flaws.
She couldn't say a real flaw. I'm driven. I get shit done and I keep a tidy house. Is her three flaws. I can't even take it no more. Oh, gosh.
On the channel. I mean, wherever you're watching YouTube, if you're on YouTube, it's there. Oh, yes, we got her. She's here. Tropic, I'm so mad at you already.
I'm sorry.
Silent work. Like, girl.
I'm sorry, I'm late, everyone. Sorry. Now, where my husband? No. I'm listening.
You know, being late all the time, they always say that, you know, casually. It means you don't respect other people's time. You know what I mean? It's all about you. I'll be there when I be there. You don't give a fuck about others. Big tattoo on the front of your chest. This is a thug right here. She done got dudes set up and probably smoked. I wouldn't be shocked. I love when they, you know, basically put their red flags on the forefront so we can know off top. I don't need to say anything else. I don't need to say anything else about this video. Just the tattoo on the front of her chest. Tell us everything we need to know about this bitch. Oh, God. I don't want to press play, but let's do it.
You know, they're going to talk. They'll be like, you were with your side dude. What were you doing?
I was fixing my hair and my makeup.
30 minutes late because you're doing hair and makeup. You're playing with me.
Yeah, I can. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was going to take that long.
I don't know what this woman looked like. This is a totally fake face. Y'all got to look out for faces like this. her face right now, she doesn't look like this at all. I could tell by how her makeup is done. She doesn't look like this at all.
Like you've never done your makeup before. Stop playing with me. Anyways, how are you? How is your day?
It's great. Busy. Having a great day. Excited to be talking with you. Let's get to it.
Yes. Okay, so what do we need to know about you? So your name is Tropic.
Yes, my name is Tropic. I'm late to everything.
Don't fuck with a bitch named Tropic. See, you don't even need to get to know her. You see the chest tattoo, and then when she say her name is Tropic, just turn around and keep it pushing. You don't need to know anything else. You can see all the makeup. You can see that she painted a completely different face on her face. Yeah, nothing. Just nothing.
I think y'all already seen it. I have a very late problem with everything I do. Other than that, I like to have fun. I am the fun. I'm life of the party. I work in clubs doing bottle service.
Is anybody shocked? I have a very late problem. She don't even know how to talk, and she work in bottle service. We could have guessed it. And I'm sure she got an OF page. And it looked like you in a bra. Look, we know you a hoe.
So that's different. Yeah. A lot of fun.
Okay. Where are you located?
Chicago, Illinois.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to be stereotyping right now. Is it dangerous?
Yes, yeah, very dangerous. Oh, but so I'm in a good part.
No, you set niggas up in the good part to get robbed and shot. You're part of the danger in Chicago.
Okay.
But yeah, it's dangerous, just like they say, yeah.
Okay. Do you want to tell us your age?
Nope.
Yeah, if a woman don't want to tell you her age, just keep it pushing. It's childish as hell. It's just fucking childish. Just assume 40. Anytime a woman don't want to tell you her age and she look between 30 and 40, just assume 40. But it don't even matter how old she is. She's a train wreck. It don't matter.
What
I'm
about...
I'm qualified.
Tell us an age range. Like a big one if you want, but an age range. Like, what are you not? Like,
they could guess. And what they guess, that's going to be the most majority rule.
Ain't nobody playing with your ass, man. I know you ugly under that makeup. Like, nobody playing these games. You're not attractive enough to have this personality. Like, you ugly on the inside and the out. And the fake face you painted on ain't changing shit. You know what I mean? Like, you pissing me off now. Don't nobody want to play these little girl ass games with you, lady. Fake hair, fake face. Fake chain on your neck. Probably had men killed. Never mind.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to go make a poll. And I'm going to say, how old is Tropic? What age should I put in there? 25?
30? 35? For all those ages, in majority room.
Okay.
Why would anybody put up with this funky ass attitude? Even if she got a nice body, we haven't seen it yet. Nobody's putting up with this. I mean, we know. Shotgun Shug can put her in her place long enough to hit the skins and then get the fuck out of there. See, here's the thing I want to touch on, too. When she was 19, she could get away with being a huge bitch like this. Women don't realize once you start getting in your 30s, you actually got to be a decent human being for people to want to put up with you. They still think they can get away with their stupid childish bullshit that they got away with when they was 19, 20, youthful, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Or they could just guess they.
Okay, right now. That's
okay. Yeah, I did okay.
You look fine. After 30 minutes of all of this, you better look fine. All right, so what do you like to do for fun?
Typical bullshit. Typical bullshit.
With my friends.
Mm-hmm. Doing what?
And I like to travel. I like to be with my friends. I like to go out to eat.
Were any of those answers shocking? Like, seriously, I like to travel. I like to go out with my friends. I like to eat. The most basic bitch answers you can give. Look at that neck. I wouldn't be surprised if she's 45, 50. That's a lot of makeup. The neck says 45, 50.
I like to go to places that I don't work at because I work a lot of clubs in the city. So when I'm off, I like to go to other clubs that I don't work. Most of the time, traveling, though.
Okay, cool. What else? You got kids?
Yes, I have a daughter.
Okay. How old is she?
I said skip. You ain't finished the pool.
Oh, you said skip?
You said skip. The pool yet.
Oh, my God.
You say skip. She got to agree to it.
You say you don't want to say your daughter's age. Okay.
She really is 50. She really pressed about people not knowing her age, and she really pressed with people not really seeing what her face really looked like. This is crazy, man. These people really hate themselves deep down inside. This woman is probably a prostitute. Like, literally a prostitute. Not like a 304, like literally a hoe. Like, literally a hooker. But I wouldn't fuck her. She's just too horrible. Like, even if I was strolling down the street at 3 a.m. and I'm like, oh, hey, can I holler at you, you know, real quick? Even the funky ass attitude she would have trying to, like, close the deal, I would just drive the fuck off and splash her with water. I don't care how nice the body is.
What else I need to know about you? Oh, we need to know because it's a lot of people watching. So what else? They need to know.
I'm 5'5".
Okay.
I weigh 150 pounds.
Okay.
Well.
But you can't say how old you are. We get it. I don't know if they fake, but it don't matter. It ain't worth it.
That one's cute.
Look at this hooker. I don't care. I don't care about the body. But wait, I'm gonna let her show you something.
Oh my God, what is she wearing? Wait.
So what y'all rate the body? The body, yaddy, 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 yaddy.
8 to 5,
what y'all rating the bod? It don't make up for everything else, but what do y'all rate the bod? I'm gonna keep it paused until I see numbers coming in. See what y'all feeling about Tropic. Now, I'm gonna point something out real quick. The name is spelled TROPICC. The whole CC at the end of something, I think that's Crip lingo. I wouldn't be surprised if she, you know, rolling with the Crips. I knew y'all would like the body a little bit. Okay, well, Skittles Man said 2 on a scale from 1 to 5. Okay, the next question is this. Clap or slap? If you came across her and she said you could either slap me in the face or I'll take you, you know, back to the house and you could clap. Which one you doing? So, yeah, let me know. Write in the comment section in the live chat right now. If she said you could do either one, and if you slap me, I ain't gonna get the Crips on you or nothing. You can get a free slap, or I can take you back, and you could clap. Bars. Write in the comment section, slap or clap.
Wait. I'm at home.
No, go ahead. No, stand again because I had the banner. So stand again so they can see. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. No, it's fine now.
At home, I'm slim.
Turn around. Ooh, that booty.
Fake. I think it's a BBL, but I know dudes don't care. A lot of dudes don't care, but she fake. Everything about her is fake. Personality is fake. The face is fake. The body is fake. Can't even find out her real age.
A booty.
I'm 155.6.
Okay.
I drive my Benz. I like to have fun.
She had to throw a Benz in there. We don't care if you have a Benz. You got a Benz from selling pussy. We know how you got that Benz. a man having a Benz versus a woman having a Benz, yeah, it just don't hit the same. A man probably worked for it, even if he was slinging packs. He took some real risk. I guess you did too, you know, getting strangers' cars. So, but yeah, it just don't hit the same when a woman got a Benz and a man got a Benz.
I like to be around great energy. I like to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I said I'm the life of the party.
We see already. They're like, damn. Yeah.
Literally nothing.
Yes. Okay. All right. So you are single?
Yes, I'm single.
Okay. So we're going to try to find the man of your dream, or the men, plural, of your dream. I don't know if you need one or five, but we're going to find it. We're going to find some for you tonight.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm picking Slap. I'm definitely picking Slap. And I'm going to take great pride in the Slap. And I'm going to cock my hand all the way back for the Slap.
Okay. So we need to know what you're looking for in your man. So tell me some characteristics, like mental or personality traits, that you like in your man.
I like a man with a great personality that don't be a, like, take offense, could understand a joke, could take a joke, mm-hmm. can make me laugh. People person, a person that could go different places without watching over his back or any of that, all that nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
A traditional man. He seems...
Ma'am, there's nothing traditional about you. You got a tattoo on your fucking chest. Yeah, she looking for a sugar daddy.
Like, he's up to date, but also traditional ways, like to be in sometime, be around a family. A man that's into me, that love everything about me. And
there's nothing to love about you. What do you even really look like?
And they want to get married one day.
Okay. Nice. How long you give him to marry you once you start dating?
I go with the flow of life. I'm not putting no time limit on anything. I just know when it's time to go in my head.
Okay, good. How old can he be? What's the youngest you would talk to and the oldest?
The youngest and the oldest. 25 to 35.
Okay, cool.
So with her saying 25 to 35, how old y'all think this chick is, man? She probably look way older than what she is. This woman can't be younger than 33. Can't be younger than 33. But she trying to trick people about her age. Like, she thinks she gonna trick people about her age if she say 25 to 35. I think this woman is in her 40s. I just say that.
You gotta have stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
I love a smart man. We can talk about real estate. We can talk about credit, and also believe
she a scammer. Like, they think it sounds fancy. We know you a hood rat, bitch. You don't know the professional details of any of that you just said. Real estate just a cute word. It's a cute phrase that people say that they heard somebody say on the internet. So tired of people saying real estate. If you ask any probing questions about real estate, it'd all fall apart. Credit and real estate. Yeah, she know about scamming people credit cards.
Even got no Muslim. Sorry.
Almost. You are Muslim?
I mean, not just Muslim. I'm sorry. Okay. But I believe in Jesus, so they got to be equally yoked.
Jesus don't want nothing to do with you, yeah, lady.
So you say you believe in Jesus, but then you say, but before you say Muslim. So
I
what
said not Muslim, but then I said nothing against Muslim. I didn't mean to just direct it to Muslims. I'm sorry. I love
so you
I
want
is that her old stripper name tatted on her chest? Her old stripper name is Paradise, but she changed her name and had to switch, you know, cities because niggas was trying to kill her. Man, so now she Tropica. It's crazy.
People just equally yoke Jesus.
So you want him to believe in Jesus?
Yep.
Okay.
Able to go to church with me, you know?
Ain't nobody going to church with your thought ass. Jesus don't want nothing to do with you, lady.
We can still party a little bit on the weekend, but we got to go to church. We got to believe.
Yes. Okay. How tall he got to be?
I like a tall guy.
Of course.
How tall?
So I'm 5'5". He got to be over. He got to be like 5'11" is at the.
That's the shortest you will talk to?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can talk to 5'9". Come on now. Let me. I mean, it depends on the person, the walk, the talk, the how you just catch me. And then if he like 5'9", 5'10", I mean, I gotta, you know, wait some things out. It's okay. Like, okay. I can, as long as it's taller than me. Taller than
5'5".
And 5'7".
5'7". Okay, we'll take that. I like that. 5'7" and up.
But slim.
You say slim?
Yeah.
Slim. So you don't like them chunky?
No.
Do you like muscular or just slim?
He could be muscular. I don't like too muscular. I don't like too many muscles and overly cocky. That's not my thing.
Okay.
I give a chubby guy a chance.
She realistic, not many on this show. Bruh, man, dudes, I feel sorry for dudes, man, if they this clueless. I hope bro find my channel. He don't need to be saying nothing positive about this bro. Oh, man.
I mean, he got to be cute in the face then at that point, you know?
Yes. How much money do you want him to make?
A lot of money.
What's a lot to you?
No, I'm not going to put that out.
Why not? You just said a lot of money. I don't know.
People should be in a certain way.
Some people are going to say 80.
I mean, I don't know. I don't put no dollar amount on it. Just able to do for me.
Mm-hmm. Lil Wayne 5'5", if he pulls up on you, would you say yes?
To Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
Lil Wayne not my couple. No.
Lil Wayne already fucked. Like, I get it.
Okay. So you don't want to give us a number? What's the lowest? What's the lowest that you would talk to?
That he makes? Like, I don't know how to answer it. Yearly, hourly, athletes.
Who the fuck asking for?
Rappers. I love the athletes, rappers.
Right. Hookers do love athletes and rappers. Bottle girl hookers. Yeah, you will love them.
Got business going for itself. He own real estate, credit companies. He just got it going for itself. I never know what people's pockets is, but they got to be able to do for me. I mean, I get my own, but at the same time, you able to buy me a car, you able to go out.
Why you got to buy you a car? You already got a Benz. These bitches just be lying, man.
I'm in this for the long run. You got to buy a house.
You say you got to buy me a car. Baby. I'm done.
See, I've been wrong people.
So, okay. So, how much money is that? The lowest for you? Can he make 80K, 60K?
No.
100?
Mm-mm. Let's start at like 300,000.
Oh, I'm done. I'm getting off here, y'all. Have a good night. I ain't even doing my outro. Just have a good night, y'all. I'm done.